Well, I'm going to ask Asiya to come up here in just a minute. We did not really take much time to let anyone talk from the teenage group about Woodlands, and Asiya had a great experience there. Of course, she loves Woodlands, and she loves it because every time she goes there, she feels like God works in her life in great ways. And so I just wanted to give you just a couple minutes to just share with them what God did in your life at Woodlands this year.
First of all, I got to say my name is spelled A-S-Y-A, but that's okay.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
It's okay. Yeah.
Ignore what's above us.
It's okay. People do it all the time. So at the beginning of eighth grade year, I struggled a lot with some things, and it just like took over me and temptation and sin. And Wednesday night is the gospel night at Woodlands, and the speaker Steve, he did really, really well going into detail. And at the end of the service, the counselors stay back and sit if you want to like sit and ask God into your heart, which I did when I was back then. I don't know. I can't remember, but I think I was 9, and I really didn't understand it then, and then I got it that night, and I knew I needed to recommit, because I had been going away, and so I almost walked by my counselor, but I just stopped, and I fell in front of her and started crying, and, you know, I prayed, and she prayed, and it was good, and I cried walking back to the cabin, but it was okay, and then that night, she told her story, which was a little bit like mine, and so that made me want to tell my story to her, and so I went out for a porch talk, and I was crying and shaking and nervous, but it was okay, and I just, you know, I was, you know, we're broken, but we serve a healer, and
So your relationship with God is more than just one where you understand the facts about it, but it's a relation, an emotional connection you have with God.
Yeah. There was a lot of crying at that camp for me.
Well, and most of you here, I know we've got some new people, but most of you don't know Asiya. She grew up in our family, Eastwood family here. Most of you standing out here, or a lot of you in here, remember when Asiya came. She was adopted and brought from Romania here.
Bulgaria
here. Okay. And her name is spelled S-A-S-A-S-Y-A. You know, her whole life is a miracle. And God has, he reached down and just saved her out of a bad situation and set her down with parents who loved her because Christ had put reaching out and getting her on their hearts, and you're coming here. It's miraculous. And God is just working your life in great ways, Simon. But I've watched her for years and years, and when she's talking about she's in sin, those of you who know Asiya know that she's not talking about some bad thing that most people think about sin. But, you know, she's 14 years old. Just turned 14, got up there, but she's 14 years old. She understands what sin is. Sin is when she separates herself from God, when she's not doing what God wants. And so she feels that emotional turbulence and that emotional disconnect. She knows what it feels like to have God connected with you and to know that you're pleasing to God and to know that that God loves you and you are following him. And so when that gets disrupted, you know something's wrong. And isn't that what we want? Isn't that what it's about? To learn how at 14 years old to actually walk with God. And if your life starts to veer away from him, you don't have to wait until, you know, some huge tragedy of some terrible consequence of some really blatant sin catches your attention. But God's Spirit speaks to you and says, "Hey, you're walking in a, you're walking off and forgetting me. Is that really where you want to go?" And it's not where she wants to go. And it's great. Now I'm gonna give you the option. I'm gonna read something that you wrote, okay? And so if you're gonna be embarrassed while I read it, you can sit down. And if you're not, you can stand up.
No,
here.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Is that the Facebook post?
It is.
Oh.
I'm going to read this because, I'm not a Facebook person, and I don't know how this got my... But sometimes people will tell me, you got to look at this or whatever. But I'm going to read this because it's just a short thing that she wrote. She's 14 years old. And, I want you to think how old you were before you understood what God was like in this. But just listen to this. She writes and she says, "Here I am, crying, overwhelmed, almost 1 in the morning, 12:41 a.m., I decided to listen to a few songs before I went to bed and ended up at Woodland's late night worship live stream. Oh, that all of our kids would end up at worship live stream when they're on the internet at 1 o'clock in the morning. I knew I was going to cry. I opened it and immediately started crying because I felt God's presence with me. The first few songs came on, and I was in just full out tears, praying the words that were being sung." That's interesting, isn't it? "Praying the words that were being sung. I ended up watching the whole thing because I was worshiping and I didn't want to stop. Why do I tell you guys this at 1 a.m.? There's a few things I'd like to say. Jesus will never fail us. Jesus will never leave us. We are His, and He will never forsake His own. He takes our worries and gives us peace. He is Jesus, Lord of all. He is our strength. He is our perfect healer. He is our King of kings. He is our mighty Savior. He has moved the mountains and He will do it again." We sang that song. "He fights our battles. He makes us new and life begins with Him. His endless love pours down on us. Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. We're free, free, forever free." I don't know how many adults I know that do not know what it means to be free in Christ. To be forgiven, to be connected. "He's overcome this world with love. He's made our fight His own. He is greater. He is our Savior. He is with us even when the world caves. Doesn't matter where we come from, we're all welcome in His kingdom. He's the reason we can sing, 'It is well.' I was shaking, crying, overwhelmed, because God is so good." Wow. Isn't that why we're here? Because that's what it means to know God. You can know it as a 14-year-old. You can know it as a 93-year-old. But it takes the Holy Spirit, but it takes also God's people doing what God wants them to do. Because I just want to tell you, you've got great parents. But you've got more than just your parents who are pouring God's love and wisdom into your life. You're surrounded by adults and older kids who have looked at you and seen what God wants for you and the potential in you, and they invest in you. And I'm telling you, you don't sit and read your Bible and know God like that without some help and leadership from other Christians who are ahead of you who pour into your life. This is why we do it. This is why God tells us to do it. So let's just pray. Father, I just thank you so much for Asiya. I thank you for the example she is of what you want out of our lives and what you want for our hearts. And she's just a little girl. She's not perfect, but she knows you. And she knows that you are greater than this world. She didn't just hear it in a song, but she wrote it because it's in her heart and she wants you more than anything else. And you will lead her, you will guide her, and we can see that. I ask you to put your hand on her and bless her and just let your Spirit fill her with wisdom and love and peace and joy and excitement and adventure, and help her to find and fulfill all the purposes for your life. And Lord, I pray that for all of our youth. And I pray that you'll open all of our eyes to be able to see and know you like that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, Asiya, thank you for sharing with us.